Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie.
Well, Elsie, it's summertime. Here we are at the end of July. We're moving into August. I'm already sick and tired of the heat, but there is a small amount of relief on the horizon in the future because it might be time for a typhoon.
Oh, 可能会有台风. Yeah, you are right, but where are you from?
I'm from Canada.
Are there any typhoons in your
country? No, there are no typhoons in Canada. We have blizzards and snowstorms. We have ice storms, but we don't have typhoons. Typhoons, of course, as most people know, are really big storms with lots of wind, rain, and high ocean waves. So no, we don't get those in Canada, but we do get them here. They're not fun because they can hurt people. They do damage things.
Yes.
But they also, for people who aren't so directly affected, they might give you a day off work or school.
Right.
And they do lower the temperature and at least, you know, bring wind and some rain for a change because otherwise it's just hot all the time. But no, typhoons are dangerous and destructive and expensive and, you know, not necessarily fun for people who have to live through them.
Yeah, so, and we better stay at home when
there is
a typhoon.
But here in Taiwan, they are a fact of life. People can get hurt, but it's just a thing about where we live. Like in Canada, people get hurt in snowstorms. Here, people get hurt in typhoons. But we're going to talk about some things you can do to stay safe, and also if you're stuck at home for a long time, to not go out of your mind from just being bored and staying in. So let's find out what to do during a typhoon. What to do during a typhoon?
What should you do during a typhoon? To be safe, you should stay inside. You should also prepare some water, food, a flashlight, and batteries at home. But what can you do to pass the time? Play games. Board games like chess and card games like poker can be fun. You can try to win each game. Watch movies. It's a good time to catch up on movies at home with your family. You might also like watching your favorite movies again. Read books. Make the most of your day off and read some novels. Enjoy the quiet time as you listen to the howling wind and rain.
Word power!
Typhoon. Typhoon. The typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country. The typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country. Flashlight, flashlight. The police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night. The police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night. Quiet.Quiet. Please be quiet. I have a headache right now. Please be quiet. I have a headache right now. Rain. Rain. The children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain.The children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain.
Okay, so the article begins with basically that same question. A good place to start an article, to start thinking about this idea. What should you do during a typhoon? And yes, if we're talking about typhoons, that's an important word to look at. Typhoon is spelled T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. It's that P-H-F-sound like we find in telephone or emphasis or something like that. So it's not T-Y-F, it's T-Y-P-H-O-O-N. And what is a typhoon? It's a tropical storm with strong winds that move in circles. Okay, it's basically a big storm that starts over the ocean in the warm parts of the earth, usually in the Pacific Ocean. That's what we generally call a typhoon. For example, the typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country. The typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country.
Typhoon 就是台风啦。那它字中的 PH 我们要发 F 的声音。那例句说啊，这个台风夹带强风豪雨袭击着国家的东半部。文章一开始问到我们的是，你在台风天期间应该做什么呢？在我们看下去之前呢，让我们先到 Magic Box 听讲师讲解助动词 should 的动用法。
Magic Box 找亮点。
夏天到了，衣柜也都换季了，今年夏天怎么穿才能虏获喜欢的人的心呢？马上呢就让星座专家唐酱为你分析了。水象星座的朋友建议你可以穿上比方说粉红粉蓝这种粉彩色系，在炎热夏天哦，不只看起来清爽，更能够呢衬托你温柔的气质哦。 You should wear colors such as pink or baby blue. You should wear colors such as pink or baby blue.那么火象星座的朋友又该穿什么颜色呢？在解答之前，我们先来看一下应该的英文怎么说吧。当我们呢在给建议的时候呢，最常说你应该怎么样，应该呢在英文里面呢就使用 should 这个助动词。 OK， 我们马上呢来造个句子了。 You should exercise more， 没有错，穿衣服好看不止颜色要对，健美的体魄也很重要。 You should exercise more， 你应该多做一点运动，赶快趁着夏天多运动，衣服呢穿起来才会好看咯。注意到呢 should 是一个助动词，所以呢我们后面要加上的是原形动词 You should exercise more， 这边呢使用 exercise 就是一个原形动词。那么否定的方式该怎么使用呢？当我们跟别人说不应该母汤哦，这个时候我们要怎么写？我们呢就在 should 后面加上 not 来表示否定。Should not， 或者是你可以缩写 shouldn't。 OK， 为了成为一个衣架子，除了多运动之外，诶，记得呢晚上太晚就别吃宵夜啦。 You shouldn't eat too much before you go to sleep， 睡前呢记得不能吃太多。 You shouldn't eat too much before you go to sleep， 睡前记得不能吃太多，才能够呢有美妙的身材啦。回到我们的穿搭话题咯，国师，我是火象星座，我该穿什么颜色？ What colors should I wear for summer？今年夏天我到底该穿什么颜色呢？ What color should I wear for summer？ 个性的火象星座建议你不妨挑战一下时尚的饱和色咯，一定可以让喜欢的他注意到你哦。
All right, so let's get back to our article now. So what should you do during a typhoon? Well, here's a very good answer right next. It says, to be safe, you should stay inside. Absolutely. If the winds are reaching hundreds of kilometers an hour, the rain's pouring down, things are flying through the air, don't go outside. Don't be one of those silly people you see on the news. I'm going to go fishing. I'm going to go surfing. I'm going to go down to the beach and see how big the waves are. Because those are the type of people who get injured and hurt or possibly even killed. And also, people will go to rescue you and they might get hurt and injured too. So no, don't do that. Stay inside and watch the typhoon on the news. Don't go out and become news.
That's right. 为了安全起见呢，你应该要待在室内才对。But that means we can't go buy groceries at the supermarket.
A very good point. If you're inside, you can't go out to the store. So the article says you should also prepare some water, food, a flashlight, and batteries at home. Wow, four really good things to have at the top of your list. Water, especially dry things or canned things that won't go bad for a few days. Some water, save that in your bathroom. Some food, a flashlight, just in case the lights go out, and batteries, these things to power your flashlight and maybe a radio so you can keep getting the news, because the power might go out. And if the power goes out, if you have no electricity at home, your flashlight might be your best friend if it happens in the middle of the night. The flashlight, it's a noun, this word, and it's spelled FLASHLIGHT, flashlight. Two words put into one. What is a flashlight? It's a handheld light. It's a light that you can hold in your hand. Usually it's powered by batteries. You can turn it on, turn it off, wherever you point the light will go, and it allows you to see in the dark. It's a very useful thing to have. For example, the police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night. The police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night.
Flashlight 这个名词呢是手电筒。例句说啊，那名警察在晚上用手电筒查看车内的状况。那文章这边说到呢，要待在家里就要准备好水、食物、手电筒和电池。那我们看到电池呢，它用的是复数形，也就是 battery 去 y 加上 is 变成 batteries。So we'd better stay at home during a typhoon day.、
Yes.
What can we do?When we are at home.
Good question, especially if the power goes out. If you have power, you can still watch movies or play computer games or whatever. But if the power goes out, what can you do? It says, but what can you do to pass the time? To pass the time basically just means to make the time go faster or to make the time that you have, the free time, to use it in some kind of way. So what can you do to pass the time?
Pass the time 是打发时间。那在家躲台风的我们到底可以如何打发时间呢? What can we do?
Well, as I said, of course, you can always watch TV, but if you don't have electricity, you might need some other options. It says, play games, board games like chess, and card games like poker can be fun. All right, so yeah, you can definitely play games. Board games are the ones that you have, you know, with rolling dice and moving people around, like Monopoly or something like that. And card games, these are games you play with playing cards, poker, gin, 21, otherwise known as blackjack, maybe a couple of games of canasta, or parcheesi, or bridge.If you're fancy, all of these are card games, and like board games, these things help to use up some time and keep you entertained.
Board games 就是桌游，现在桌游是很火红的。那像下棋啦，玩纸牌游戏都是桌游。那 card games 纸牌游戏又包含什么呢？像是 poker 扑克牌就是其中的一种。这些游戏都很好玩。These games can be fun.
That's right. And to make them last longer, it says you can try to win each game. So play each game until every person wins the game, and then move on to a different one.
所以你可以试着赢每一种游戏。那如果想增加趣味的话，我觉得也可以设定输的人要被惩罚。But Mike, I don't really like playing board games.
Okay.
I always lose.
Yeah, and sometimes people don't like to compete against their family and
friends,
right? It makes people upset if they lose. So yeah, what are some other things that you could do during a typhoon? Well, we could watch movies. That's what the article says next. Of course, this means that you still have electricity, which hopefully you do. It says it's a good time to catch up on movies at home with your family. You can download them, you can buy them, you can watch them on Netflix or some service like that. There's lots of things. You could binge watch 14 seasons of Game of Thrones and lose your mind if you want to. But sometimes there are so many movies and new TV shows out there that it feels like we can't watch them all, right? You can't quit your job and stay home watching great TV all day. So a typhoon or a long weekend is a good time to catch up on movies or watch the movies that kind of passed by a few months or a year ago. Your friends saw them and you're like, I was busy that time. I never got a chance to see it. Well, now you can catch up on those movies. You can watch the ones that you missed.
所以如果还有电的话呢，台风天在家里面跟家人一起看一些还没有看过的电影也是不错的。To catch up 是赶上。To catch up on something 代表的是利用时间补做某事，进而赶上进度。所以 to catch up on movies 代表的是补看还没有看过的电影。那如果你最近好忙，睡眠不足或睡不好，你可以利用零碎的时间来 catch up on sleep 补足睡眠。
Okay, now watching new movies is great, but watching old movies is fine too. So it says you might also like watching your favorite movies again. Let's watch all the Harry Potter movies again for the 25th time. Sure, if that's what you want to do, watch some great old classics as well.
没错，你或许也会喜欢再看一次你最喜欢的电影，那也是 OK 的。Do we have another choice to pass the time at home during a typhoon?
Well, sometimes you realize watching TV makes your eyes tired, and maybe there just aren't many good movies you want to watch, so maybe read books. Another great option, again, something you could do with no electricity, but only during the daytime. It's hard to read books at night with no light. But yeah, you could read books, make the most of your day off, and read some novels. That's a great idea. A lot of people say, oh, I like reading, but I don't have time. It takes more time to kind of settle down and enjoy a book. Well, during a typhoon, you might have hours at home. So that's a good way to make the most of your day off or to use it in the most sort of useful or productive way.
To make the most of something 代表的是充分利用某物。这里要充分利用的是你的 day off, 你的放假日、休息日。可以来 read some books, 阅读书籍也是个不错的选择。It's also something nice to do at home, right?
True, absolutely. And sometimes the noise from the storm can make watching TV difficult. So the article says, enjoy the quiet time as you listen to the howling wind and rain. Or, you know, don't watch a noisy TV with noisy wind outside. Just settle down in a chair, read your book, and listen to the howling wind and rain. Sometimes that's a cozy feeling, right? Being inside when outside it's pouring rain, but you know you're safe at home. That can kind of be enjoyable, and it can be some quiet time for you to really concentrate on your book. Quiet, this adjective, it's spelled Q-U-I-E-T. Q-U-I-E-T. Quiet is basically making very little noise, all right? People like to sleep in a quiet place. Libraries should be quiet. The library is not a place you scream and yell. That would be the opposite. Noisy, N-O-I-S-Y. Noisy is with a lot of noise. Quiet is with very little noise. For example, please be quiet. I have a headache right now. Please be quiet. I have a headache right now.
Quiet, 这个形容词就是安静的。那相反，吵闹的就是 noisy。N-O-I-S-Y, noisy. 那例句说啊，请安静一点，我现在头很痛。Please be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also saw the word rain.
Right, that's definitely a word we would want to use when talking about typhoons. Rain, R-A-I-N, I should say, Rain is not a former Korean K-pop star. No, well, that was rain. But this is talking about water falling from the sky. This is a type of weather that we get, right? There's sun, there's wind, and there's rain. So when it's raining, it means water is falling from the clouds in the sky. The fancy word for rain is precipitation. There will be a lot of precipitation. That's a lot of rain, water falling from the sky. For example, the children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain. The children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain.
Rain 在文章当中当名词用哦，指的是雨水。那例句说啊，孩子们想要出去玩，不过他们因为下雨不能去了。文章最后告诉我们呢，在享受宁静时光的同时，你也可以听听外面呼啸的风声和雨声。So during a typhoon, we can play board games,、
yep.
watch movies,、
uh-huh.
or read books at、
sure.
home. I think I prefer to watch some movies.
Yeah, okay, movies is a great choice. I also like to watch movies. There's a few favorites that I watch, or I might watch something new on Netflix or something like that. So there you go. What about you guys? Are there favorite things you like to do? Well, we might find out about that, but now it's time for us to go to our wrap-up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so we're back with our little wrap-up game. So what we're going to do today is we're going to make up a story, but we're going to have to use each word power word in one sentence, and we're going to trade off. So I'll start the story, and then Elsie will take it in a different direction. But always remember using a word power word. So I'll start it off nice and simple. Classic storytelling beginning. Once upon a time, on a quiet night, a man was walking down the street.
The man is Mike. Was Mike.
Was it?
Okay. He couldn't find his flashlight.
He couldn't find his flashlight, which was a bit of a problem because a typhoon was coming and he was afraid he wouldn't be able to see.
And the street was really quiet. He didn't know what to do and where to go.
my gosh. It was quiet, and I didn't know what to do and where to go. I was looking for my flashlight, but then I realized the flashlight was broken because I used it in the rain last week. So there you go. That's the end of our story. I guess we can sort of assume that I was walking down the street on a quiet night in a typhoon without a flashlight to go and buy another flashlight.
Right.
That's probably the end of our story. That was exciting. Wasn't that exciting? It's about a guy, me, walking to the store to buy a flashlight. Maybe not exciting, but useful, because if you don't have a flashlight, a few hours before the typhoon comes, you should also walk to the store, get a flashlight, buy some instant noodles, some extra water, don't forget the batteries, and then head home to be safe. So that's it for today, but don't worry, we're going to be back with many more great ideas about what to do during typhoons tomorrow. So be prepared for that, because we're getting you prepared for typhoon season, which is coming soon. What to do during a typhoon.
What should you do during a typhoon? To be safe, you should stay inside. You should also prepare some water, food, a flashlight, and batteries at home. But what can you do to pass the time? Play games. Board games like chess and card games like poker can be fun. You can try to win each game. Watch movies. It's a good time to catch up on movies at home with your family. You might also like watching your favorite movies again. Read books. Make the most of your day off and read some novels. Enjoy the quiet time as you listen to the howling wind and rain.
Typhoon. Typhoon. The typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country. The typhoon brought a lot of wind and rain to the east side of the country. Flashlight, flashlight. The police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night. The police officer used a flashlight to look inside the car at night. Quiet, quiet. Please be quiet. I have a headache right now. Please be quiet. I have a headache right now. Rain, rain.The children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain. The children wanted to play outside, but they couldn't because of the rain.